We developed a concept of information orientation because we suspected that effectiveness in using information and people's application of knowledge in a business was directly affected not just by hard factors such as IT investments and practices, but it was also affected by so-called soft factors associated with the way a company managed information, how it sensed, collected, processed, organized the information, and secondly, how its people were motivated to effectively use the information in the business, how they shared information, how transparent they were with mistakes, errors, and failures that occurred in the business, and to what degree they were really honest about using information in a business as opposed to playing politics with it. So the information orientation framework came out of the perception that there was an interaction effect between the way people behaved with information and were motivated to do so, the way information practices were deployed and how people were trained to use information, and how IT practices were supporting what people were doing with information in a business, not just in operational terms, but in terms of using information for innovation and decision making. It was out of the interaction effect that we could see, we felt was key to understanding how a company was oriented towards the effective use of information. And that's basically what the information orientation framework defines. It's the mental model that managers use to think about effective information and knowledge use in a business.